You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Mr. John Oschel, CEO at SwiftPage, the provider of leading small and mid-sized business CRM and e-marketing software solution. Mr. Oschel, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be back again.
Yeah, good to have you back, and certainly looking forward to an update as well. So we're hearing great things about this latest version of ACT that recently launched. Can you tell us a little bit about the software and what's new with ACT and version 20?
Sure, yeah, ACT version 20, it's a great release of our open cloud-enabled platform. We did a UI refresh, which was long overdue, and it just looks fantastic. So we're pretty proud of that. But the big thing that we launched, the two big modules, one we call Ask ACT, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. And then the second one was ACT Insight. And ACT Insight is just a phenomenal module for us, because what we've done previously in a previous release is that we connected the ACT platform with over 750 different small business applications, and we bring all of that information into ACT. ACT Insight now is a module which enables you to pull all that information out and get insight into how you can grow your business. So we're pretty excited about that.
And with great reason. So why do you think it was so important to push forward with the voice-activated CRM technology small and mid-sized businesses could benefit from?
You know, it's really where the whole world is going. If you think about the different generations that are out there, you've got, you know, the baby boomers like us. We've got, millennials, Gen X, Gen Y. And now you have this new generation, Gen Z, that's coming into the workforce. The youngest are in middle school right now, and the oldest are just entering into the workforce. And everybody is now getting used to interacting with things via voice interaction, whether it's your phone, whether it's your car, whether it's your television. And so that's really where the way that people want to interact with this software. And so we launched a Ask ACT, which now connects to Alexa on the Amazon network, and we've got a couple of other different ones that are coming out with different modules to cell phones, Siri and Google, etc. So, but it's really the next generation. People don't want to type anymore. People want to be able to say, "Hey, ACT, how did my marketing campaign go? You know, hey, ACT, what do I have to do today?" So that's really the future. And, we've been on the cutting edge of CRM for a long time, and we just decided to keep on doing it.
Also, how is ACT version 20 going to help entrepreneurs to be more effective in growing their businesses? Touch on some of those details, if you would.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, ACT as a platform is really around to help small businesses fuel growth. And the way that they do that is by really capturing the information and helping them to get very, very intimate with their customers. We talk about the four C's of information, where we talk about currency, correctness, consistency, and completeness. If you don't have that, you're not going to be able to be very intimate with your customers. If you're not intimate with your customers, you're not going to be able to grow. And so that's really what the platform does. The other thing that we've been really focused on over the last couple of years is what we call the connected workplace. There's a lot of software out there, and there's a lot of cheap software out there. Some of it is free, and small businesses are using a ton of that to run their business. Now, the challenge is that information sits in all those different applications that they're using, and they can't get access to it, and they can't bring it together, and they can't analyze it. And that's really what our platform is doing, is getting connected with all of that, bringing that information in, bringing every interaction you have with your customer, your prospect, or your lead into one central repository where then you can act upon it. And that's really what our platform does.
Certainly some awesome stuff there today. We're joined by Mr. John Oshel, the CEO at SwiftPage, the provider of leading small and mid-sized business CRM and e-marketing software solution ACT here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Oshel, where do you see voice activation and CRM technology as a whole going over or looking ahead into the next couple of years?
I think it's going to be the norm, right? I think, you know, if you take a look at, you know, where voice activation has gone in the consumer market with, like we talked about earlier, with phones, with cars, with, heck, you can even talk to your refrigerator now. You know, I think that this is going to become the norm, not only just in CRM software, but I think with software in general. Again, I think you have a generation of people in the workforce that are used to interacting with software in a different way. And, you know, if you are a software provider today, if you're not looking at that and saying, hey, you know, I need to get up in front of that and start understanding how these people want to interact or these different generations want to interact with my software, you're going to be behind the curve. You know, I think there's two different things that I see in the next 3 to 5 years. Obviously, it's voice interaction. People want to talk to it. They don't want to type. They want to be able to interact that way. The other thing is what we're seeing is that people don't want to interact with a big monolithic piece of software. If you think about, you know, a full-blown CRM, people don't want to see a full-blown CRM on their phone. They don't want to see a full-blown CRM on a module in their car. What they do want is little purpose-built apps that hang off of a full-blown CRM platform, and they can interact with it in that way. So we see two, you know, distinct things happening over the next three to five years. Voice interaction for sure, and then these purpose-built apps where people can interact with the software at the CRM platform in the way that they want to and only the functions that they need. So those are two things that we see happening over the next few years.
And thanks for your input there. Lastly, what customer retention advice do you have for all entrepreneurs tuning in out there looking to capitalize moving forward on the business they receive this holiday season, which is quickly approaching?
Yeah, I think, you know, what's going to happen as it does in every holiday season is that small businesses will get lots of customers, which is great. You know, they'll get the, you know, new things. Now, the challenge is that it's not a one and done, right? It's not like, oh, okay, holiday season, let's go get as many customers as we can and let's forget about them until next year. Once you get those customers, you need to have a relationship with them. You need to have an intimate relationship with them. You need to understand what their buying patterns are, what they need, et cetera. And that's really where you need tools. And that's where CRM tools come in, other types of interaction tools as well. And you need to make sure that you have and capture every interaction, not only the purchase that you have, but you need to also start communicating with them and nurturing them across the buying cycle. If you don't do that, you will be very disappointed come mid-year. So, you know, again, my advice to all these folks that are going out and getting a lot of customers around this time of the year, great, get them, but then make sure you stay in communication with them throughout the year.
And certainly appreciate that advice as well. Where can listeners get all the details on ACT?
Pretty simple, act.com, ACT.com. Well, we try and keep everything pretty simple.
I would say so. Well, Mr. Oshel, it's been our pleasure to have you back, and have a great holiday, and thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It was a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Mr. John Oshel, the CEO at SwiftPage, the provider of leading small and mid-sized business CRM and e-marketing software solution ACT. And for more information, it's easy. Simply visit act.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.